We saw in the Gemara that is mevuah. The Gemara says, "Havam, if you would say only yesh zike, I would think that you're not allowed to marry the mother of the Yavama when she was alive. Because when she's alive, you're not allowed to marry the mother of the Yavama. But if the Yavama dies, avale achal misa, you're allowed to marry the Yavama. Leachal misa, you're allowed to marry the Yavama. Avale achal misa, poka lezike. Kumash malon, the zike bichdi loy poka. Kumash malon, the zike bichdi loy poka." That's in the Gemara. It says, Mevuah in the Gemara that is a salkedaitoch, that the Isur Zika, the Isur Kroibis of Zika is only when the Yavama is alive. Then you're not allowed to marry the mother. But if the Yavama is Misa, she's dead, you're allowed to marry salkedaitoch avalachav Misa, poka le Zika. Komash malon, Zika bichdi loy poka. And Rabbi Seinu, the Osamech and Kuntra Zike and Rebaran were my meat. What is the Shakla V'Tayre do in the Suge Sagimore? What is the Noise do in Suge Sagimore? The Gemara says it's a Salkedaitoch that the Isur Zike, the Isur Kroivus from Zike, is only when the Yavama is alive. Aber Le'achar Misa is no Isur Kroivus of Zike. And the Kumash Malon is that is the Isur Kroivus of Misa, even Le'achar Misa. Zika Bichdi Lo'i Poka. This is the Kumash Malon of the Gemara. And let me ma'ayin zayin a little bit. In all of the Kroivim in the world, when a person is married to a lady, he's not allowed to marry her mother. Say if his wife is alive, say if his wife is dead. The Isur to marry Chamoiso is Alamol. Say if your mother is alive, say if your wife is alive, say if your wife is dead. Isur kroivim is alamol. And in Zika was a modna salkedaitoch. Salkedaitoch amine ane mile mechaim, avala achal misa loy. Avala achal misa poka le Zika. Komash malon Zika bichdi loy poka. And the shaila is, if Chazal made a Isur kroivim, or if the Torah made a Isur kroivim bezike, not dafka when you marry a lady, if you zakuk to a lady, ki'ilu she's married to you, so you're not allowed to marry the mother, so mali mechaim, mali le'achar misa. This is the Gemara, the shverket in the Gemara. And there's one pshat, stama takone de rabbonon, val zike is only the rabbonon, midei reise, it's not real. Mechaim, it looks like you're marrying your mother-in-law. Le'achar misa, it doesn't look so bad. So they were not geyser. Balebatish. Loshna Gemara is mashma tzfalomdish. Aval le'achar misa poka le'zike, komashon zike bichdi le'poka. It's not mashma tzbalebatish esvore. But we could have learned it's a balebatish esvore. Salgedai d'chamina ane mile mechaim. Aval le'achar misa lo'y. But Rabbi Seinu Achroini with Loshna Gemara didn't want to learn balebatish. That he had two drachim. The Osamech says one derech. The derech of the Osamech is that the Gemara has a tzad that Zike in a chenami is like Ishus. But if the Yavama dies, Loshana Yerushalmi is gal in Mirsa lemafrea that she was not oimed leibu, and the whole issue of Zika is because she's oimed leibu. But if in the end lemaise is nizbarer that she's dead, so she was never oimed leibum, so tigal in Mirsa lemafrea that she was never oimed leibum, so val tigal in Mirsa lemafrea that she was never oimed leibum. So we say, Lemafreya, she was never a Yavama. Lemafreya, she was never a Skuka. The male has no Isur Kroivus. You're right. When you marry a lady and she dies, you're also in the mother. The Isur Kreva stays forever. Also wants also forever. But here Tigal and Mirzal and Mafreya that she was never Zakuk. The male is no Isur Kreva. Tigal and Mirzal and Mafreya that was never Isur Kreva. So Sal Gedaita Ramine. She has a shame skuko, but if it's misa tigal and misa lemafreya that she was never a skuko, mele was never chal the yisur vachisisho, chamoisoy, mele she's muta. Misa lemafreya if she ate truma it's also, if he was made from the dorim it's also tigal and misa lemafreya that she was never zokuk. Komash malon. Now we don't say tigal and misa lemafreya. Komash malon. We don't say tigal and misa lemafreya. So sal gedai toch tigale milsa lemafreya, komash malon that we don't say tigale milsa lemafreya. We don't say such a small tzayda. This is the osameach in kutrazike. Rebaren said, no, it's not the pshat, sal gedai toch that we say tigale milsa lemafreya, komash malon that we don't say tigale milsa lemafreya. We never had a sal gedai toch that we nisbata lemafreya. We're not going with these svaras. The Gemara knows that the Zika stops now. But the Gemara had a Salkedai Toch, when you divorce your wife or she dies, Isur Kroiva stays. But when it's a Paki, when it's cut completely, there's no more Isur Ishus. There's no more Isur Kroivas. Why? Because when you divorce your wife, it's Epes Blayt. When she dies, Epes Blayb, she's called the wife. The Gemara in Kiddushin has a posuk to be matir la'achar misa. On the posuk, Epes Blayb. Saval Epes Blayb, this is the reason you're not allowed to marry her mother, even that she's dead. Epes Blayb. Aber bezike sal kedai toch, that is a paki. What does a paki mean? It's cut. Paki means it's cut. Vemele, she was a skuka, but it's over. She's not a skuka anymore. If it's over that she's not a skuka anymore, so b'meila is no more Isur Kreivis. Isur Kreivis is not giboit and also wants also forever. The Osamech learns also wants also forever. So the shayla is why here's a salgedaiduch that is different, because here was a salgedaiduch that is oiker lemafreya. Kamash v'alon that we don't hold from oiker lemafreya. Mashengen, Rebaren, as going, Reb Nochem, Reb Aram, no, it was never a Salkedai Toch Lemafreya. Aye, so why was a Salkedai Toch Lachal Misa as Muta? Because in all of the Isur Kreivas, the issue stays. But if it's a Paki, then there's a reason to cut it, to separate it. So b'meile, then, is nothing left. Zika, the whole issue is Oymed Leinose. When she's dead, there's no more Oymed Leinose. So b'meile, Nofala Binyan, Nofala Yesoid, the issue is Botel. It's like an issue is man. If you have it, it doesn't stop. It can't stop. Has to stay. So it was never a Salkedai Toch of Akira Lemafreya. So I wonder, we have these two pshotim of them giboit the sugya. Salkedai Toch, only Mechaim, but after Misa Loi, Lefido Osameach, Salkedai Toch, that Zika is Bota Lemafreya, and Nizbarer, Sheloyomdo Leisiyabem Loi. Kamash Malon, that we don't hold from Nizbarer Lemafreya. Hayoyim, Hayoyim, Lemocho, Lemocho. And Lefi, the Rebaren, and the other Hezber, was never Salkedai Toch Lemafreya. But Salkedai Toch, Sazevi Yisur Kroivis, you have Zika, it's a marriage. Now she's dead, you can't do it. Aber something blind. Salkedai Toch, Aber Zika is a poka. Val is no more reason for the Zika, so it's a pkiye, it's a cut, it's a kine harifte. If there's nothing left, there's no more reason for Yisur Kroivis. Komash malon, zike bichdi loy poka. As if the Gemara says, if mekane she isha lezman, it stays. Because isha is bichdi loy poka, zike bichdi, chazoke kol kach, she bichdi loy poka. Those are the Gemara. Tutz dodim. We are going the whole time in Yevomis with this recite from Rabbah. Yisur Kroivis is not stam, also once, also forever. Blayb from the issues from Amol. This is the way we'll remind me the whole time the sugyas in Yevamos. Let me get back to the Tosfos. The Gemara said that when the Omar holds ein zike, so shemer siyavam shemeiso mutar beimo. Frag the Gemara why he has to say shemer siyavam shemeiso mutar beimo. Say halachik when the Omar ein zike. In the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseire, that two brothers, one married, there's one Yavama, the brother went and married a sister. So Aimulay Hamtin that she has a chichomaise and Tanikame holds he doesn't have to wait. He's allowed to marry her. So Tanikame holds that if it's a Yavama and you went and you married her sister, so you don't have to wait to do a bia. Aish is a choiskukosoi, al mekasova rein zika. So frag the Gemara, why you have to say Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Beimo say glat Halocha Kemandom Arein Zike. The Gemara answers Yom Arocha Ava Min Halim Betrei Ava Bechad Loi. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Say that Tanekamet Kasha explains Rabbi Yudim Miklad Tanekamet Polik. So say that Tanekamet holds Ein Zike and Memele you hold like Tanekamet. You hold like Tanekamet that Ein Zike. And b'meila shemeres yovam shekidesh ochi v'sachoiso, he's allowed to marry her. I is marrying a chois kukoso, he's allowed to. Frank says, what is the right? If he would say that alochi kemanda omar ein zike, that you're allowed to marry the sister, what is the raya? Will be no raya? What he would say, instead of saying Shemeres Yovam Shemeso, you're allowed to marry the mother, he would say Shemeres Yovam, that you're Mekadosh the sister, you're allowed to make a beer with the sister. It's like Tesis will be no Raya Bichlal. I'll tell you why he's allowed to marry the sister. Vali was Mekadosh the sister, so the Yavama became a Erve, so Paki Azika. Vali was Mekadosh the sister, so the Yavama became a Erve. If the Yavama became a Erve, so Paki the Zika. So what would be a Raya that he holds Ein Zika? Maybe he holds Yesh Zika. So if he wants to say Ein Zika, he has to say Shemeres Yavam Shemeso Mutar Be'imo. But if he would say the words Halochi Kem Rabbonon Kem Ando Omar Ein Zika Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochi V'Sachoiso, he's allowed to do a marry, he's allowed to do a beer to the Achoiso. What is the Raya? After he was Mekadosh the Achoiso, the Yavama became a Erv. After he was Mekadosh the Achoiso, the Yavama became a Erv. And while the Yavama became a Erv, the Mele is allowed to marry the sister. Paki Lezike. Said Loshna Tais inside. Velema Aloch Ekdiv Haimer and Zike. The kosher did me baal mesavi rabon on the yezike, the osom shoru, the loimatsri chileamtin, she has a ochi maise, mishum the kiddush in mafkim zike. Mishum the kiddush in mafkim zike. As they frak tasteless. So, how you want me to say, instead of saying, Shemers Yavam Shemesa Mutor Beima, let me to say, Halochi Kimadomar. Ein zikah that Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochi V'Zachoyis is allowed to do kiddushin. He's allowed to make a beer. Avada is allowed to make a beer. He married her. The Yavam became a erve. And for tesis after the whole Ariches, v'yeshloimar de ein nira loy lechalik. No. There's no reason. There's no reason to say that because he was Mekadesh, so now the Yavam became a erve, and because of that he'll be allowed to marry the sister. Shaila, why? Tesis said such a glat of svore. The glat of svore of Tesis was, what was the glat of svore of Tesis? That if you mekadesh the sister, the Yavama became a erve. If the Yavama became a erve, so b'meile, you're allowed to marry the sister. Pokal azike. That's the discussion. I have to say Shemeres Yavam Shemeso Mutor Be'imo, because if I would say that Shemeres Yavam Shekidesh Ochiv Sachoiso, he's allowed to marry the Achois, I would not know that. Because I would think the reason he's allowed to marry the Achois, why he's allowed to marry the Achois? Because he was Mekadosh the Achois, the Yavama became a Erva, and if the Yavama became a Erva, Paki Lezike, and B'meli he's allowed to marry the Achois. So this is Ein Nira Lechalik. Was not mashma to the Gemara such a chilek. Was not mashma to the Gemara such a chilek. Shaila is why? Why was not mashma? But not only why was not mashma. Frek the Imre Moshe, Tesis and Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph says Klo that when you mekadosh a Yevama, paki zike. If a Yevama shenizkat shel hashuk, Hakizika. Misvara Taisa says, Tazayin Amud Aleph. The first Taisa is Tazayin Amud Aleph. Says Kiddushin Mafkim Zika. Kiddushin Mafkim Zika. Taisa says, there you could divorce. As there's a Taisa to double push that Kiddushin Mafkim Zika. Why here Taisa says Mesupek if Kiddushin are Mafkia Zika? And Taisa says a swallow that it's not Mafkia Zika. Zogdi im Remoisha one glatte Zach. There's no suffix in the Welt that when the Yavama becomes the Erve, is no more Zika. Taisus never had a tzad that the Zika stays. Avada, when the Yavama became a Erve, the Zika is over. This is what Taisus says in Daf Tzayin. Oh, but that the Zika is over is not enough. If you want to marry your sister, you have to say that the Zika is Nekar Lemafrea. Lefidol Sameach. Or you have to say that it's a Paki. That zok tesis ein nira lechalek. Tesis didn't mean that the zika will stay now on the yavama. Avada the zika goes off in the yavama. Avada the zika will go off in the yavama. Tesis only says ein nira lechalek. The hand of the Gemara learned avada now the yavama is not skuka because she became a hervet. But you want to say that because she became a Erve, I'm allowed to marry her sister. Ein nira lechalek. Ein nira lechalek. Those are the Tesfas. Say that. So we have a glatta Tesfas. The Tesfas says, She'ein nira lechalek. Say that. We'll go back to the Tesfas. And here the Marshon Madur Basre as is a kasha, it's one line of a kasha, but it's a kushya atzuma. Rabbi Yudo Amarav said one chiddush, Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'imo, Ein Zike. Frank the Gemara, instead of saying Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'imo, say Ein Zike, Alochi Kimando Omar Ein Zike. And it will mean Rabbon and Rabbin Bebeseire that Shemeres Yovam Shekidosh Es Achoiso, you're allowed to marry her. So we see that it's Ein Zike. This is the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara only says Chad V'Trei. So let me get good to the Gemara's Kasha. What is the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, instead of saying Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'ima, say Alochi Kimando Omar Ein Zike Shemeres Yovam Shekidosh Oshi V'Sachochi V'Sachoiso Mutor Bo. So it's a Mishnah. Why you have to make up a case if Shemeres Yovam Shemeso that you're allowed to marry the mother? Say a case Shemeres Yovam Shekidosh Oshi V'Sachoiso. He's allowed to marry the sister. We see the same thing. Frek Teisves. No. If I would say Shemeres Yovam Shemeis Mutor Be'imo, I know Ein Zike. But if he would say Shemeres Yovam Shekidesh Ochi V'Sachoiso, he's allowed to marry the sister, I would not know from that he holds Ein Zike. I would hold maybe Yesh Zike. You know why he's allowed to marry the sister? Because he was Mekadosher, she became a Erve, and the issues was Poka, the Zike was Poka from the Yavama. So you're asking me what the Gemara wants. Instead of saying Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'imo and Ein Zike, say Shemeres Yovam that you're Mekadosh Achoiso, it's Mutor. And you're asking me Tesis if I would say Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'achoiso and Shemeres Yovam Shekidosh Ochi V'Sachoiso, he's allowed to marry her. I would not know Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'imo. I would think that only dear it's Mutor because he was Mekadosh the sister, the male of the Yavama became a Erve, so he's allowed to marry the sister. But how I would know that Shemeres Yovam Shemeso Mutor Be'ima? This is Taisus' Kasha. Right? Frag the Madura Basra, I will figure it out myself. I will say, you're right. He doesn't hold from Ein Zike. But what he said, Shemeres Yovam Shekidosh Ochi V'Sachoiso, he's allowed to marry her, not because Ein Zike, just why he's allowed to marry her, because he was Mekadosh the sister, the Yavama became a Erve, and it's Paki. Right? And it's Paki. Lemafrea, or the Ratzapaki, and he's allowed to marry. So I would figure out myself that if the Yevama dies, it's also Paki. Kal v'chaymer. If when she becomes Erbe, it's Paki. When she dies, it's also Paki. So you're right that will not have a raya that he holds ain't Zika. He will hold yes Zika. He will hold yes Zika. Will not have a raya that he holds ain't Zika. He will hold yes Zika. Aber lemaisa what he says, Shemeres Yavam Shekir Shochim Esachoyso, Val de Yevama became a Erve, is a Paki. So Bemele, Val de Yevama dies, Bemele is a Paki. As I frag him out, Dure Basra. So what is Tesis Kasha? Adur Basra bleibt schwer. What is Tesis Kasha? Frag him out, Dure Basra. That, why the Gemara could ask a Kasha? Instead of saying Shemeres Yavam Shemeso, Muto Beimo, say Shemeres Yavam Shekir Shochim Esachoyso, Muto Beachoyso. It's a Raya that ain't Zika, it's no Raya. Dear, it's Muto because it's a Paki, because she becomes a Erve. Over here, here's also a Paki. She dies. If she dies, the Mele is a Paki. If she dies, the Mele is a Paki. As I frag the Ma'adu Rebasra. So Rabban explained like this. The Ma'adu Rebasra was going like the Osameach. And he says one thing. If the Pshat is that when you Mekadosh the Achois, the Yevome becomes Erve, so it's Paki Lemafreya, why? Why is Paki Lemafreya? Because we see that she's not Oymen Leibu. We see that she's not Oymen Leibu. While we see that she's not Oymen Leibu, it's Paki Lemafreya. While we see that she's not Oymen Leibu, it's Paki Lemafreya. So every Misa that it's not Oymen Leibu is also Paki Lemafreya. So Frank the Madur Rebasre, even if you would say that Shemeres Yom Shekir Shochim Esachoyso Muto Beachoyso, why? Because the Yevama became Erve, b'meile it's Paki Lemafreya. B'meile is no Yisur Kroives, so I will know when he's dead, it's also Paki Lemafreya, and b'meile is no Yisur Kroives. So b'meile was frek tesis, that what is the Gemara's kasha? Who said that he said Ein Zike, even if he doesn't say Ein Zike? But if he holds Paki Lemafreya, it's Paki Lemafreya. Now Shehen is like the Baal, if we learn like us, that it's not Mitzad Paki Lemafreya. It's because it's a Maisef Paki, if we know that it's a Maisef Paki, so Mele is no Tushta. When she becomes a Erve, Erve is a Stira Leibum. So Mele, it's Paki. Misa is not a Stira Leibum. Every person dies, and his wife stays married. Erve is a Stira Leibum, so it's a Paki. Misa is not a steal, even so it's not Paki. If it's a dollar mafreya, so nishtokin lemafreya, so kal v'choymer. If Be'erve is lemafreya, then Misa for sure is lemafreya. But if we learn that it's a Paki or ain't a Paki, Mele is like the Baron, we will learn the thesis that it's a shayla of Paki or loy Paki, but Mele doesn't give in, thesis is kasha. Lama zem the Gemara vayta. We'll see good as Gemara. This Gemara, we can go tiefer and tiefer. It's a Pashas, it's a Poshta Gemara. Rav Shach, Boyd Ois, this Gemara, Ale Yesoides. But we'll start to go Shlav B'Shlav. Meisiv Ravune Bar Chanine. And Mande Omar Yesh Zike. He's asking a Kasha from our Mishnah. And this is the reason the whole Sugi of Zike came in to Perek Sheni is, because the Gemara wants to ask now a Kasha. And Manda Omar Yer Zike from our Mishnah. The Gemara wants to ask a Kasha, Manda Omar Yer Zike from our Mishnah. Meisiv Ravune Barchir. Oso Bomaimar Vemes, Shnio Choyletzes Veloy Misyabemes. What is the Gemara's Kasha? State in the Mishnah you have three brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. Levi is born. So the halacha is Levi cannot do yibum to Eishes Reuven. Levi cannot do yibum to Eishes Reuven. Why Levi cannot do yibum to Eishes Reuven? Shelo hayo bo ilamai. So Reuven dies and Levi is born. Levi can't do yibum. What if Shimon did Yibum to Eishes Ruven and Shimon dies? So Eishes Ruven Yoitza Mishum Shalayoyo Bar Ilamai and Tzoroso is Tzoros Erve. Zog the Mishneh, Ruven dies, Levi is born, and Shimon does Maimar and Eishes Ruven. So Eishes Ruven is Potu Mitzad Shalayoyo Bar Ilamai and Eishes Shimon is Potu Mi Yibum V'chayet B'chalitze because she's a Tzoro from Balas HaMaimah. She's a Tzoro from the Eishes Ruven Shalayoyo Bar Ilamai Duch Maimah. So Meisiv Ravuna Bar Chiyah also b'maimer the Sheini v'meis. Shnio, the wife of Shimon Choletzes v'lei Misya Bemes. Why? Because she's a Tzoras Erve v'Eishes Ruven. But she's not a fully Tzoras Erve. Because Shimon only did a maimer. Taime the Ovad b'maimer. Holoi Ovad b'maimer. Shnio nami yebume meyabme. Frek di gemore. V'yamres yesh zike. Have le Tzoras Eishes Ruven shaloi hoyo bo ilomoy bezike. What is the gemore's kasha? Ruven, Shimon, and Levi. Ruven dies, Levi can do Yibum. Ruven dies, Shimon does Yibum. So Eishes Ruven is Potur, and Eishes Shimon is Potur, that's all as Erve. Zog the Mishneh, Ruven dies, Levi is born. Shimon made Maimer to Eishes Ruven, and he dies. So Eishes Ruven is Potur, and Eishes Shimon is Potur, mi Yibum. And is Chayev Bechalitza, because she's a Tzorah Duch Maimer. Because Shimon made a Maimer, Mashma only if Shimon made a Maimer. But if Shimon didn't do a Maimer, it's mefurish in the Mishneh, Reuven, Shimon, Reuven dies, Levi is born, and then Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum to Eishes Shimon. Why? When Reuven dies, his wife is Zokuk, to Shimon. So if his wife is Zokuk to Shimon, so now, Eishes Shimon is a Tzor Bezike to Eishes Reuven. So if she's a Tzor Bezike to Eishes Ruven, so why Levi could do Yibu? That's the Gemara's kasha. Ve'i amres yesh zike, avel ei Tzor as Eishes Ruven shelo yoyo bo ilomoy bezike. Ha'aizen e kasha. You have to understand good the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara wants Ruven, Shimon, Levi. Ruven dies, Shimon didn't do Yibu. Aber Eishes Ruven is Zokuk to him, so Keilu is a shtickle married to her. Now Shimon dies, so Levi for sure cannot do Yibum to Eishes Ruven, but let him not to do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, because she's a Tzoro to Eishes Ruven, even that Shimon never married Eishes Ruven, but while she was Zokuk to him, she's a shtickle married to him. So let Eishes Ruven to pater Eishes Shimon chosh from Yibum. Meisiv Ravuna Bar Chiyah also b'maimah b'meishniyach lebe b'bemeh estaymed ovat b'maimah holoi ovat b'maimah shniyo nami yibum miyameh v'yamres yezike havel etzor as ish esor shloi bo ilomoy bezike Omar Rabbe hu adin afal gav deloi ovat b'maimah shniyo mech latzcherzer yibum ilav miyabem lav dafka maimah the Mishneh is lav dafka Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon dies, Levi cannot do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, because she's Tzoras, Eishes Reuven Bezike. Ve'od ektoni maimar, la'afukim yibet Shammai. Na'amri maimar, koine kinyan gomur, komash malon. Lefi bet Shammai, she's mamash married to Eishes Shimon. So b'meil Eishes Shimon, b'ipotu mi'ibum v'chalitze. Aber eilech enami, even without maimar, Eishes Shimon doesn't do Yibum, because she's a Tzoro be'erve, to Eishes Reuven that fell Bezike to Shimon. The Rishon is regard, Afukim Bet Shammai, we never pass it like Bet Shammai. Another kasha, Bet Shammai hold that Erve Bichlal doesn't pater Tzorah if you'd gimel. The Rishon in the Sarosh says, a Tana that would hold like Bet Shammai. That's the Gemara. I want to start first with Tzvei Shtarke Kashas from Rav Shach. Adabai, if someone could answer them different, it would be a whole different sugya, but I never heard a different way to answer this Shailas. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. His wife falls bezike to Shimon. Shimon dies. Zog the Gemara lemando Omar yezike. Levi cannot do Yibum. For sure not to Eishes Reuven, but even not to Eishes Shimon. Why? As maybe if Shimon would marry Eishes Reuven, so now his original wife is Tzoras Erve from Shiloh Ebo Ilamoi. Man, yeah? She's a Tzoras from Eishes Reuven from Shiloh Ebo Ilamoi. So here, even that Shimon did not marry Eishes Reuven, Abaval Eishes Reuven is Zokuk to Shimon, so Keilu she's married to him. So now when Shimon dies, from Mikoyach Shimon, Eishes Reuven is Kuka to him, and his wife falls Leibum, so his wife is a Tzoro, Chosh Bezike, to Eishes Shimon, to Eishes Reuven, the man is she can't do Yibum. So why only Maimar? So the more Eidechanami, Leman the Omar Yezike, even without Maimar, if Shimon dies, Levi cannot do Yibum. Klor? Aber steht Klor in the Mishneh, that Chalitza Shinit Zayt Shimon or not? Shrani, Chalitza Shinit or not? What steht in the Mishneh? Shinit Chalitza or not? What? Yeah. Why Shinit Chalitza? Why she needs chalitza? Try to think good. Why she needs chalitza? She's a tzora server. Think good. Again, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies. So if Shimon marries Eishes Reuven and Shimon dies, Eishes Reuven is poto, she patas the tzora. If it's a maimar, sheit in mishneh, chuletzes vulei misya bemes. Freit digmor lemandomar yezike, Reuven dies, she zokuk to Shimon. So now, let her to Pater, Eish Shimon, the original. So Gemara, yeah. Lemando Amar Yezike, she'ein echanami choletzes v'leim misya bemes. I'm asking you, why choletzes v'leim misya bemes? Why Eish Shimon is not potur in Gansen? She's a tzoras erve. Think good before you answer. Avad. If it's only Yisrael Krovis, the Rabbanon, I mean, the Raisa Zika doesn't exist, maybe we're not asking. But let me get it for the Shittas, that the Isu Zika is the Raisa. No, as a Rishonim, that the Isu Kroifis is the Raisa. Yisru
Lavin, also Yevim
Toi. What?
Also Yevim Toi. We don't say,
So what you're trying to answer me, that Zika is not a real marriage, right? Ari Lemoshal, if someone is Boal, but if they marry the mother, it's only a love. It's not a chiv misa. Yivama lashuk. She's kuka. She's not a ishes ish. Yeah? This is ameratzis niketeretz to say it. This is ameratzis to say it. Everyone answers it. Everyone that learns quick. This is what they answer. Quick, and they go weiter. It's ameratzis niketeretz. I want to explain to you why. I want you to think good before I say it. Rav Shach don't remember Trishu Klori. Rav Shach didn't move from the sugi here. Again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. Shimon will do Yibum Teishes Reuven, and then he will die for sure. Levi can do Yibum. So Raselve. Zog the Gemara lemando Amar Yezike. She falls into the picture here, and Memele she patters the Tzora from Yibum, and she needs to do Chalitza. Frank the Rav Shach, why? She's a Chatzora Selve. So all you answering. Zika is not a real Isur Chiv Kores. Ari Yevam El Ashuk, she's Zokuk to the Yovam. She marries someone else, she's not Ishes Ish, she gets a Malkus. Yevam El Shemeso, Mutor Be'ima, Osur Be'ima, it's only a Malkus. Right? This is what all of you are trying to say. So why it's not good? The Teretz, Frank the Rav Shach. You're missing the Cheshbon. Reuven, Shimon, Velevi. Reuven dies. His wife is a real Erve and Levi or a fake Levi? A real, real Erve. Chorus. She falls now to Shimon. She's Zokuk to Shimon. Shimon dies. So Levi gets two wives. The one that is Zokuk and the original one. So she's Zokuk a little bit with a laugh. Oh, but she's Zokuk. But she herself is an Erve Gemura. If she's an Erve Gemura, she could patter her tzara. She's not a small Erve. If Levi will make a beer to that lady, she's an Erve Gemura or not?
She's not attached with
her. She's attached with her love, so what? Oh, but she patters. The attachment has to be with chorus. Yeah. Avush, the attachment? What do you hear? Why the attachment has to be with a chorus? One second. I learned from Achisisha what? That the Erve is Achisisha. She is. She's an Erve, she's a Tzara.
No, she's not.
One second. She's an Erva, she's a Tzora.
She's a
Hetzora. You're saying now Chidushim Dainim. But it's not what you answered before. One second. You answered me before that she's a Chai Velavim. She's not a Chai Velavim. This is a mistake. She's an Erva Gmura, Zokta Rav Shach and Avi Ezri. Perik Vav Aloch Yudches. She's an Erva Gmura. Try to think a second. She's not an Erva Gmura. Once she's an erva gmura. Now the manomar yezike, she's attached to Shimon, so she could pat to Shimon's wife. The manomar yezike deiraisa, so she pat is now Shimon's wife. Why is not a feeler? Once it's not a feeler, it's the bichladik who not pater. So study as a kasha the gemara. Study the gemara. It's the other feeler. Zike is mapil. State that Zike is Mapil. What? Who is not Erva Gmura? The Shilai Bai Lama is Erva Gmura. She's Eishes Reuven. She's Bezike to Shimon. But she's a Tzoras Erva is Tzora Bezike. Anas Bihan Eishes Ach. Ah, Bihan Anas Bihan Eishes Ach. It's not the Memele, Eishes Ach Shilai Lama is Erva. If Shimon would marry Eishes Reuven, she would pater her tzara. Now she married her Bezike. So now we have to say something, but it's not the mistake. Everyone right away answer is Zike is only a lav. Here the Erva is not Zike. The Erva is the Erva Gmura. She's attached Bezike. She's attached to the tzara Bezike. She's attached to the Erva Bezike. Now, Arav Shach, it's not enough for him to discuss, he goes weiter. He says, even Lemando Omar Ein Zike is asking. And we explain Lemando Omar Ein Zike, Avada Sido Akinian. It's only not enough to make Isur Kroivus. Say that. But she's an Erva Gmura, and she's attached. So that is the part of the Torah. Why the Gemara says that it's totally lemando omar yes zike or lemando omar ein zike? Say lemando omar yes zike, say lemando omar ein zike, shelo yeboi lomar is a erve. And she's attached to Shimon. You need zike to make Yisur Kroivus. But here the Yisur Kroivus is there anyway. Here. The Yisur Kroivus is here anyways. Because she's Shlomo Yilomer from Reuven. But we said Lekula Amish she's Kinyan Kasboy, she's also to go marry, she's for sure married to Shimon. No, it's not called Kroivus. I don't need the Yisur Kroivus from Shimon. I have the Yisur Kroivus from Reuven. She's Shlomo Yilomer, she's a Erve. And she's attached to Shimon. Let her to Pato the Tzora. Let her to Pato the Tzora. Those are the Shverkat. So again, the Gemara is Maimit. And the Shaila is what is the answer, because it's Negeh to how much we could go deeper in the Sugya later. So we have the answer. So the Kash of the Gemara is that Shaloyabari Lomoi will patter the Tzorah. Lemandoma Yezike. But the Gemara says Klol only from Yibum, not from Chalitza. And Lemandoma Ein Zike will not patter at all. Frech na Rav Shach. Here the Erva is not Erva Bezike. Here the Erva is not an Erva Bezike. She's a real Erva. She's a Tzora Bezike. So why she will not patter in Gansu? Why she will not patter in Gansu? And even the Mandoma Ein Zike means there is no Yisur Kroivus. Ein Zike means there is no Yisur Kroivus. Say Nechanami is no Yisur Kroivus. How about why will not part of the Tzorah? Zog the Rav Shach, Shtei Do HaYesoid. Weißt du es? It's a very shveri kash. Shtei Do HaYesoid. Two ways to answer it. Weißt du es, that the gather from Ptur Tzorah has to be a Kroivus Dike Yisur. Ptur Tzorah has to be a Kroivus Dike Yisur. His nusach is, it says in the parsha from Arayas, Litzroy. The Hainu, especially if you learn Oisrois. Even if you learn Poitrois, or the Sephardim is Medrash from Oisrois. So the Pshat is a parsha in Parshas Arayas. So they have to be Tzorois Beishus. So if the Tzorois Beishus is on the level of a love, so the level of a love. If Bichlal not Isu Kroives, they were not part of the Tzorah. Lechoy Merakushia. It's not called a good Teretz Devar. But Lechoy Merakushia Lechure. This is what we see in Pshat in the Gemara. Lechoy Merakushia. Lechoy Merakushia is the only way to understand here the Gemara. That to Ptur Tzorah also has to go in the Parsha from Kroives. To the Ptzur Tzoro also has to be the Melech, if it's no Parsha of Kroivitz, the man of Ayazike, it's only a love, the man of Ayin Zike, it's Bichlal no Yisro Kroivitz, the Melech doesn't pattern the Tzoro. And the Tzveite Nusach, more Yevom is Dike Nusach, you could dray out of the Kasha and say that there's a cloud that you only pattern Tzoro if you have a Shem Yisro Reishasach. Ein Tzoro Elo Meach. Someone was saying it before. And while she doesn't have a shemesh esach legabi kores, or lemadamar izike, she doesn't have a shemesh esach from Shimon, she only has a shemesh esach from Reuven, to part of the tzorah ain't tzorah elo meach. Both of them they have a shem isur esh esach. If there's no shem isur esh esach, it can't part of the tzorah. And while ain't zike, it doesn't have a shem isur esh esach, so it can't part of the tzorah. About what we need the vial to take out from it, we'll use it later for andere zaken. Not the gemara kepshuto. So when the gemara wanted it, will pater bezike, and she was asking to prove that ain't zike, and she answered the madama, yes zike, it's paters, it's not stam yes zike. She's a erv gemuro. The connections in yes zike, and the mele to pater tzor, you have to have a connection of yes zike, or you have to have a shemish esach bezike to pater the tzor. This is L'chure, the Pashtus to learn the Gemara. We'll get back to it. I'm not going to answer the Mahalach, but this is the Rav Shach's Mahalach. But Razei, now let me go to the next step. All of the Rishonim ask you a Kasha. What the Gemara's Kasha is Bichlal? You said, Ein Zike. You said, Yesh Zike. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yezike, state in the Mishnah Shlosh Shlachim. It's a sorrow of Shlosh Shlachim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Levi is born, Levi can do Yibum. Shimon marries Eishas Reuven, Levi can do Yibum also to Eishas Shimon. Also, B'maimor, Cholel B'maimor, it's time to over B'maimor. Aber Leir, also B'maimor. If he didn't do Maimor, Levi didn't do a Maimor. If Shimon didn't do a Maimor, she could do Yibum, Levi could do Yibum to Eishas Reuven. If Yesh Zike, why she's not potu? This is the Gemara's Kasha. Frek ala Rishonim, what is the Kasha? Maybe the Tanev, the Mishnah holds, ain't Zike. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zike. The Tanev, the Mishnah holds, ain't Zike. And this whole page is full with Amiroim. Some hold Yesh Zike, and some hold ain't Zike. So what is the ganze Kasha? 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 If yes Zika, ein Zika. You asked me a Kasha from the Mishnah. What is the Kasha from the Mishnah? What is the Kasha from the Mishnah? What is the Kasha from the Mishnah? You asked me a Kasha from the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah holds ein Zika. I hold yes Zika. So Teisves in the Bura Maschil, Omani Rab Meir, Zog Teisves, have a motzi lishnu yaochi. Everyone wants to hold like Stam Mishneh. So everyone wants to hold like Stam Mishneh. But Reina Chanami, he could have answered. He could have answered like that. Just Nichalei Lishnuya. He prefers to answer that the Mishneh is stimming in Madomar Yezike. But the Gemara could have answered Ein Zike. The Gemara could have answered Ein Zike. This is the answer of Tesis and the Ramban. The Rashbo and Tesis Yeshonim and the Ritva they answer a different talents. Listen carefully to their talents. The Zogin HaZeh. You're asking me a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Reuven dies. Levi is born. And Shimon dies, I could do Yibum. If yes, Zike, Eishes Reuven is Zokuk to Shimon. So I could have answered the Mishnah holds commander Omar in Zike. Zog the Tesis Yeshonim. The Gemara knew that you could answer it. But the Gemara learned that the Mishnah holds Yesh Zike. The Gemara was posher to her that the Mishnah holds Yesh Zike. And the Gemara was coming to ask a new kasha. The Gemara came to ask a new kasha. She knows that you hold Yesh Zike. But she's asking, you are Mechadish, that if Yesh Zike, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. And not only if the Yevomah is alive, even when the Yevomah dies, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. Why? Because we don't say, Poka lezike, zike bichdi loy poka. So you are Mechadish Rabbi Yudah, yes zike, you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law. And not only that you're not allowed to marry the mother-in-law when the Yevomah is alive, even when she's dead, you're not allowed to marry her. Why? Because Zike bichdi lo ipoka. When someone dies, zike bichdi lo ipoka. Zike bichdi lo ipoka. Frek the Gemara a kasha on that. Only on that the Gemara is asking a kasha. What is the Gemara's kasha? You told me that when someone dies, zike bichdi lo ipoka. The Gemara wants to learn pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. What is the Pshat in the Mishnah that when Reuven dies and Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to do Yibum? You know why? Because when Shimon dies, Poka Zike from Reuven. And the Mele, Levi could do Yibum. Avada the Tana holds Yer Zike. But the Tana holds when someone dies, Poka Zike. So when Shimon dies, Poka Azike from Reuven. So Val Poka Azike from Reuven, but many Levi could do Yibum. Doesn't give the Gemara's kasha. Doesn't give the Gemara's kasha. So what is the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, Avada, the Gemara learned that the Mishnah is Yesh Zike. But the Gemara was asking a kasha specific on Rabbi Yude. Fakat, everyone holds Yesh Zike. But you are Mechadesh, that not only Mechaim Yesh Zike, even if the Yevomah dies. Even if the Yevomah dies, you're not allowed to marry the mother, because we say, Zike bichdi lo ipoka, and the Misa is not mafkia Zike. I'm learning Pshat in the Mishnah, the Tana holds Yesh Zike, but even so, when Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to do Yibum. Why Levi is allowed to do Yibum? Because Val Shimon dies, Poka le Zike from Reuven, and the male Levi is allowed to do Yibum. Does he the Zustel from the Gemara? So b'meila, the Gemara was posher to her that the Tana holds Yesh Zike, but the Gemara wanted to learn the Kondes HaZeh, the Rashi is ma'arich on it, that the Gemara is trying to shlug the second chidush of Rabbi Yude. One chidush Rabbi Yude was mechadesh that Yesh Zike. Rabbi Yude was mechadesh the Yesh Zike. That we're not trying to shlug. But Rabbi Yude was mechadesh that Yesh Zike, and it stays even la'achar miseh. Frank the Gemara, dear, it will not stay la'achar miseh. I have a raya from the Mishnah that even if Yesh Zike, if Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, Levi is allowed to do Yibum Teisha Shimon, and we don't say that Yesh Reuven stays skuko to Shimon, because when Shimon dies, Poka le Zike. Those are the Tzushta from the Gemara. So Teisha Shalim inside. V'im Toima, v'maiko Maisi. Alo yadin en diik et anoi de savre en zike. Vi yishleimar de hochi porich. I amres bishleime de afil man de omar ye zike. Leachar mise poka le zike. Shapir. De asi ach afil man de omar ye zike. Lo keivon de amres de mise loy mafka le zike. Tik shleime ach yisobar ye zike. De imken zike chazok. Al kochor zike chazok. Keivon de mise loy pakelo. ואין לנו לחלק בין מייסוי למייסו. כיוון שהזיקה חזוקה כל כך, דמיסה לא ימאפקו זיקה. שיחזוק את כל כך דמיסו לו עם אף כזיקה. So now we'll try to always cheshpe. This Tais Yishonim, בהשקוף הראשון, is a very, very שוורת Tais Yishonim. Tais Yishonim says, the Gemara never tried to shlug that ain't zike. We're going with Yesh Zike. We're going with Yesh Zike. And even that we're holding Yesh Zike, but we're trying to say that when someone dies, pokal zike. So how you said when someone dies? Loi pokal zike. There we see when someone dies, pokal zike. Zogt Rebaren, if you learn like the Ol Sameach, the Tesis Yeshonim is givaldik. We see there that when someone dies, is nizbarer that she was never oimet teshimen, so she was never tzoras erve, because she was never oimet teshimen, so eis teshimen can be misyabem televi. So frek de gemore, if she was never oimet teshimen, so bemele the same thing here, if the yevama dies, I'm allowed to marry the mother, because she was never oimet teyibu. But if you learn like Rebarim, that it's never bought to lemafreya. So what is the tzushta? When Shimon dies, it's not zokuk anymore, so it doesn't fall to Levi, so it's not a tzora selve. But why it'll be matter lemafreya the mother? What is the raya from one chelek to the other chelek? We know alimol that it stops now. The shaila is if it cuts it completely, that the mother is mutter or not. So you bring me a raya that Tana holds when someone dies, the zika is not mamshich. I know that the zika is not mamshich, because Shimon is not there anymore. But I need to know if it's poka legamri or if it's not poka legamri. How the Gemara is bringing a raya from one to the other? How the Gemara is bringing a raya from one to the other? As I fragged Rebbe on himself. If Bishleim, if you learn like those Sameach, that the Pshat is that Poka means that it was never together. But maybe she was never a Tzora Selve. So the Gemara is being a right that she was never a Tzora Selve. So she was never a Yevama. So it's Mutar Be'ima. But if you're learning that it's never a Mafreya, so what is the raya from there? That it stopped. I know that it stopped now. The Shaila is if you're Surkroivis. It stops completely that is no more Yisur Kroivis, or it doesn't stop completely that is no more Yisur Kroivis. So what is the raya from that he holds that the Misa is Mafka, that this will be also Mufka? It's different as Beirim to answer. But the Koshi of the Sugya is Shita Saramba. Comes out La Maskone that if Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum Teisha Shimon or not. Lemaise. We pass in La Alocha Yezike. So if Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, Levi could do Yibum or not. What? Asura, you don't have to have Maima. So why the Tani writes Maima? What? La Fugim Bechama. Aber La Alocha. If Reuven dies, Shimon dies, Levi can't do Yibum. Aye, why the Tana says that it's only also to do Yibum if Shimon did Maimar? Lafugim Ibechama. Frek de Meiri, the Rambam, in Perik Vov, Aloche Yudches Meilches Yibum, Paskins. Also, Shimon Maimar Beyevimtoi. Eishes Reuven v'meis koydim sheiknes oiso harei v'licholetz letzorosu v'loi meyabem she'eina maimer koyne b'yevo mekinyan gomu k'mo ishe b'yavu. So the Rambam paskens the din of the Mishneh. Reuven dies, Shimon made a maimer, and Shimon dies. So Eishes Reuven is pturo and Eishes Shimon cholez v'yem is yabemes. Frek de magin Mishneh, Rambam, you pasken yesh zike. The Rambam pasken yesh zike. So you had to pass in our Mishneh even without a Maimar. Are is mevur in our Gemara? Is mevur in our Gemara that leman da'omar yezike, even if Shimon didn't do a Maimar, Shimon cannot marry Eishes Reuven. And Levi cannot marry Eishes Shimon because she's a tzorah bezike to Eishes Reuven. Are it doesn't maskonas a Gemara? The Meiri calls it v'zeu echod me'atmiras hagdoilos. So sign Pirush HaMishnayos, sign the Rambam and the Yad HaChazokeh, the Rambam brings down the Mishneh, dafka with a Maimah. Why dafka with a Maimah? Here is the Shaila, how to miyashev the Rambam. So again, Maskonas HaGemore, the way we're learning the Gemore is, that Eishes Reuven, that Reuven dies and she falls to Shimon, and Shimon dies, Leman the Omar Yezike, Eishes Shimon is called Tzoro Bezike to Eishes Reuven, and Levi cannot do Yibum to Eishes Shimon, even if she didn't do a Maimar. I the Mishnah state Maimar, Rafuke mi Beit Shammai. But Leman the Omar Yezike, even without a Maimar, Dosi Maskonas HaGemore. Frag the Meiri by us Barchove, and it's a Magid Mishnah in Perikvov. Milchus Yibum, Aloch Yudches, Ari the Rambam Paskin Yezike. So if the Rambam Paskin Yezike, he has to Paskin even without the Maimah. And the Yad HaChazokeh, you could say, no, he was Matik, the Loshon HaMishneh. And the Pirush HaMishneh is, he says, Klor, V'davko she'osa b'maimah. V'davko she'osa b'maimah. But not also in Maimah, she doesn't pater. Shaila is, it's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. And here's two drochim to Miyashev. Reb Nochem has a Mahalach, very short word. And Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, the Fidi Yisoydus of the Suge, Rav Shach is Miyashev discussion. So, I shouldn't want to see tomorrow.